Case.
Case number 13172, Christopher and Colleen Pop.
And who made the second on that? All right.
Seeks variances from the rear and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Pine Street. The 911 address is 29102 Pine Street in Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, map 17, parcel 116. The applicant is seeking an 8.7 and 8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing deck, a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing garage, a 3.4-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the existing garage, a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard, 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the existing garage, and a 6-foot and 5.2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing addition to the garage. The existing dwelling is non-conforming per county records, and we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Evening, Chris Pop, 29102 Pine Street, requesting variance. Oh,
you gotta swear you in first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Recently in January, we had the property surveyed, and that's when these issues came to light. We're asking for relief. We're not looking to build any additional structures or add to the structures. The uniqueness of the property, as you can see, is where the issues began from when it was built. We purchased the house in 2014. We've attached pictures to the information that was provided to you. There's a picture between 1965 and 1970, which shows the deck was already built on the residence. And then we also attached a picture in 2014 that I actually took the picture when we were looking at the house to purchase it. And again, the deck was there. The way that the house is built, the way it sits, it's already in violation non-compliance, which does not allow us any means to adjust the deck or place it in a different location, as the deck leads to the back entrance of the residence. And where those steps are, directly to the right of those steps, is an air conditioning unit, which would have to be moved if we were to adjust the or move the deck or tear it down. But again, we're not looking to build upon it or move it. We're just looking for the relief. Yeah, there's the picture from 1965, between 65 and 70, which shows it there, and then the picture down below. The deck was pre-existing when we purchased the house. As the house and the garage, again, were already built on the property. Uniqueness and physical circumstances does not allow for us to do anything. Where number 41 is, that is the septic tank, so we could not do anything there. So the lean-to, the little, so you see the existing garage, which was placed there to the left of it, that little square is a lean-to shed. That's another variance relief that we're looking for right there. Could not put that anywhere else on the property. Spoke with my neighbor directly next to it, Bob Carney. He had no issues with the lean-to shed. We're just looking for relief from the variances are there, that the house, the deck, and the garage, we had no control when the house was built and they were originally developed.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does, yes.
So it appears that several of the properties around you are non-conforming. Number 40 beside you, the sheds that they have, are they right against your fence?
They're right along the property line, yes. Yeah. Probably 2 to 3 feet. And when they did, and I didn't realize it, when they staked and did the property line, it went onto, if not directly next to the neighbor's driveway, which I would have never thought was my property.
So in purchasing this, you inherited these issues?
Yes, sir.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yes. I built the lean-to shed, so I developed that issue myself. I thought I measured correctly, but obviously I was off a couple feet.
And this is in town, so there's no HOA or anything like that that.
No, there's no HOA. In Prime Hook. Okay. On the bay there.
Would you say your home, as it stands, fits in character of that area?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Anybody complained about it since you've lived there?
No, sir.
Placement of anything?
No, sir.
When did you build the lean-to?
5-6 years ago. There's a picture attached to it. I utilize the same siding, color of the house and everything.
The lean-to on the site plan. Keep scrolling down.
Okay. And it had to go there because on each side of it are windows, so I couldn't adjust along the wall where to put it, so I put it right in between the two windows.
You had mentioned there's a septic system in the rear yard, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Where is that approximately?
Directly to the right of the existing garage, that whole open space.
Okay, so a large part of that building envelope is taken up by that?
Basically, the mound for the septic tank literally lines up with both ends of the garage. So this whole section here is, there's nothing I can do with
okay,
it.
Okay, so basically the area from the rear of the existing deck to the building envelope line inside of the garage is the septic system.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any flood issues in that property?
Occasionally we get some water. The house is up on cement blocks, so underneath the house will occasionally get damp. So water will rise from underneath, but nothing from the bay itself.
So that's why that, I see there's 7 or 8 steps to the existing deck. So that keeps everything up and then kind of pushes things in different directions because you need the room for the steps.
Yes, sir.
And I have no further questions. Thank you.
Questions from the board? Have a seat in the front, please. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13172? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13172?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Peter Goldring. And I live at 29096 Pine Street.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And where is that property in relation to this property?
It is directly to the west, adjacent.
So would that be?
Yep.
Lot 17?
Yes. And basically, this is not as much an objection as a concern. There are a couple of things. One is the stakeout, which was similar to the stakeout when we bought our house prior to this, shows almost as if the property line cuts through the back building on our property. It does not.
So if you're looking at that aerial photo right there.
Can I just?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when I look at the aerial.
What I'm going to tell you is those aerial lines do not match the property line. They are a rough
okay.
estimate. So if you're looking at that as an end-all, be-all.
No, I'm just
sure.
trying to clarify that they don't. The other thing about this is that this building in back is actually, it's an old photograph, and the building is actually there. There were like two end-to-end garages, one of which cut across a neighbor's property line, and we took down the rear one while we were living there. Our concern actually is not about the existing conditions, which are what they are, and at Prime Hook, as you look down these, you'll notice that I think everybody sort of assumed their properties were rectangular and their parallelograms and thereby garages and across lines and all sorts of things like that. Our concern is that his property is for sale, and recent sales have basically meant for the old houses, many of them just get torn down and someone builds. And our question is to make sure that if someone tears it down and builds, that they have to build within the required setback lines and are not grandfathered in.
What the applicant is seeking is variances for these structures here. If those structures get torn down, the applicant, whoever owns the property and wants to do something with it, will have to either come back to this board for variances for their new structures, in which case we'd have a new public hearing, or they're going to have to build in compliance with the code, one of the two.
And I may not have this correct, but one of my recollections of the code is that if you keep a chunk, you get to build at it.
If you have a non-conforming structure and you put an addition on the non-conforming structure, you're going to need to come to this board for a variance unless the addition is within the building envelope itself. So, for example, this gentleman's house that he has is a non-conforming structure. If he were able to and wanted to build an addition towards the rear yard in the in the building envelope, he would be able to do that. But if he were to try to build an addition towards the front, closer to the road, he would not be able to do that without a variance.
What if he builds an addition that...
We're not here for that.
No, wait a minute. I just answer my question. If someone chooses to build an addition that is within the lines of the non-conforming structures, have to come to the board to seek confirmation to conform, or they're allowed to build within those lines.
It will depend, and we are not here for that today. We're here.
If I'm understanding your question correctly, he already answered it, which is an approval of this variance tonight doesn't create new lines that continue to exist after okay. the old structure's gone.
That's the key to the question, and that was our concern. As long as it doesn't create lines, because the odds are, for many of these houses, ours included, is we've actually come to the assumption the next person is just going to take it down, because that's been the style, and
If these structures are gone, then the county code applies to anything new that's constructed, and anything that's not in compliance with the code that's new construction would also need to come in and get a new variance. But the variance doesn't outlive the structure if it's gone.
at the, let me put it in a very simple way. If I take the structure that's there, okay, exactly these lines, and I put another two stories on it.
It has to come for variance.
Okay. That sort of would answers my question. I mean, that's the issue. At what point does someone have to come back?
Well,
even if they're within the exact outline of the building, you know.
If that structure, and again, this isn't what we're here for today.
It's my question, and it's why I said I really didn't have an objection.
And this is
clarification.
We don't go this far. We're getting a little far out of bounds.
Okay.
But when an applicant has a dwelling, if he were to build an addition towards the rear property.
Now, I understand that.
He can do that without coming back to the board. But if he were to go where the front part of that dwelling is or the side yard of that dwelling is, that encroaches and wanted to go up, he would have to come back for a variance.
But if he goes up right on top of what he's got.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He would have to come back.
For
the part that is that encroaches into the setback area.
Okay. That's the question.
So we need to get back to the.
Then the answer on our account is we don't have a problem with this.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't have a problem with it other than a future problem, not a current problem.
Understood.
Okay. And that's.
Right. That's fair.
That's something we needed to know.
Sure. Understand. So, and I see we have a, and if you wish to speak, we'll have to come up and swear you in, which we can do that. If you don't mind going to the podium, that's typically where we hear it. So, Peter, I forget your last name.
Goldbring.
So, we will mark you as, you're not in opposition, you're not in support, just neutral. I'll swear you in a minute. So,
yeah, is it? You can mark it as neutral.
Neutral.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address?
It's Carol Goldring. I'm his wife.
Okay.
And we don't have any problems.
Okay. Hold on. I got to swear you.
Oh, I got to swear.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't have any problems with, you know, what's there. It's been there forever. We've been there 17 years. It's the beach. It's never the lines or who knows whose is whose. Our only concern was what we were told by a neighbor, probably erroneously, that once the variances were given, that they were grandfathered in and anybody could build something humongous on the lot and go to the extremes.
Not without coming to this board.
Well, that's what we were told, so that's what we were concerned about, because we have seen a lot of small houses get knocked down, and ours, well, it's eventually, it's at sea level, and we're not raised. But what's going up on these lots is so big, I don't know how they're getting away with it, and the people who live next door can't even see past the walls anymore. So that's what we were concerned about, you know, that would get grandfathered in. And I think as long as that's not the case, we don't have a problem at all. We have very nice neighbors, very nice people, you know. But what's happening to Prime Hook right now, you know, went from tiny little houses to multi-million dollar mega mansions. So, you know, we're good. You know, we were just told that it would be that way forever and somebody could build right on the property line. Yeah, but that's, you know, so we're okay.
Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of case number 13172? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13172 for Christopher and Colleen Pop. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique physical condition because the property, the age of the property and the lines that have been drawn since 1960 have changed drastically, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Again, it's already been established that everything's been there since he's purchased it. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Levinger?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13172 has been approved. Have a good evening.
I don't know if you're aware of it. I retired from the state police in November, and maybe you can tell me if this is real, but I don't think it is. So I've been getting emails from a...
So we've been, are you getting requests for...
For $5,000?
Yeah, it's been a problem that's happened.
Okay, I just want to make you aware, I know.
Yeah, we're aware of that. Our IT department.
I know it's public information, and as soon as I see it, I'm like, nah. So then you hit the email address, and it's like, B.Z. I'm like, yeah, so.
Awesome. Thank you for letting us know.
Get right to you, though. I have a feeling.
I move that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.